This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Hallinan, one of the employee owners at Tab. Comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And on the hotline is our friend Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV. I'm always going to say that, Wes, even though you're from a different thing now, right? You guys are some sort of learning something, right?
Yeah, it's ACI learning, but at the heart, you know, with me, same thing for me, right? It's IT Pro TV for sure. Yeah. How are you doing, everybody? Thanks for having me on.
Well, we're happy to have you. We haven't talked in a while, and
sure.
We figured
been busy.
Definitely, we've been busy is the understatement when it comes to IT. We were wondering what's been going on with AI. I mean, AI has been getting a lot of press, a lot of confusion about AI, a lot of people being afraid of AI and what it might do, you know, thinking of Skynet. And you guys, do you have any courses and stuff you're working on over there about getting people involved in how to use AI properly and what AI is?
No, not at this time. They're kind of evaluating, the training. I'm definitely keeping my finger on it, just as, you know, former MCT, Microsoft certified trainer and stuff, and seeing what they're, you know, paying attention to their catalog. And you're starting to see, at least from what I've seen from the Microsoft side, them trying to, or teaching things like, being able to make AI driven architectures, of course, in the cloud. But, at this point right now, the focus hasn't been on AI training in general.
So as far as your usage of AI, have you dug into it at all? Have you played with it? Do you have any tips or tricks for folks who want to kind of see what it's all about, how it might work, understanding folks that AI has its own hallucinations, so the information you get may not quite be what you need, as we've given you those stories on the program of the lawyers who actually used it to produce fake law examples in their trials. So you got to be careful. It can hallucinate. Have you gotten into this at all, Wes? Have you done anything with it?
Absolutely. I you know, if you remember the last time we talked, I think we did talk about AI in general, and you know, I'm more of like, I don't know. I was still on the fence about it. Mm-hmm. If you remember, like, put it in check, but I actually am one that's kind of like the open mouth insert foot moment, because I use it heavily today, and I really do like it too, you know. So, for those users, if everybody's not familiar with ChatGPT, right? It's they call it the GPT. It's just a collection of generative pre-trained transformer models. Technical jargon means it takes information in based on what it knows, and it generates an output. Right? It was developed by OpenAI. Released out in 2020, the end of 2020, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's currently one of the largest language models that's available to the public. And there's a lot of things that we can do with it. And I would encourage people, especially if you're just using the free models, and not to sell anything for them, but you don't really have to pay for it. Just remember, anytime you pay for it, of course, you're going to get more bells and whistles. But even some of the basic models that maybe some of your viewers or listening area would like to get into, just I would encourage you to check it out. You know, you can see some of the things like, for instance, the conversational AI, side of things, the ability to understand and generate a human-like conversational-based text. But not only that, too, it's an engaging, it's very dynamic. And with their new release, the ChatGPT 4.0, the O meaning Omni, right? It's getting even better at things like vision generation, as well as things like audio generation too. And we're seeing now that, like, for instance, ChatGPT has gone beyond, I want to say single model, but it kind of is a single model, but now it's multimodal in the fact that that single model can incorporate so many different things today. For instance, not only doing the traditional, what they call natural language processing, like we're talking here, humans can understand, you know, provided I'm speaking in good English, you can understand what I'm talking about. Right, but the ability to take in text, take in images, take in audio, and I don't have to go to other products that connect back and allow me to do that, and it can generate all of the output based on those multiple, you know, different types of input. And what's kind of interesting now is it's gone even farther in the fact that not only can it, detect things like the context of a text, but the context of a voice communication, right? You know, so for instance, Eric, you're one of the smartest people I've ever met. Well, if somebody understands my inflection, Eric will say, yes. If they understand my inflection, they would say, it would pick up on the fact that that's sarcasm.
Versus,
hey, I haven't been here in a while, guys, and it's good to be on Computer Talk with Tab. It would understand that that was more of a genuine conversation, and that to me is kind of mind-boggling. But, I mean, there's so many things we can talk about. You know, we can move into the tech industry as well. I don't want to monopolize the whole time, but there's technical aspects of it too.
Yeah.
We're seeing people, integrated into things like customer support. You ask me, let's go back to the original question, not sidestep it. I use it for content creation.
I was wondering.
It gives me the ability, and not so much, and this is one of the challenges too, that, you know, not to be negative, is over-reliance on it, right? It's very easy to say, hey, just do this for me. But we have to fact check it, right? We have to make sure, like to your point earlier, that things aren't being plagiarized, right? We have to make sure that in things, if we're going to use things like healthcare, right? Mm. Well, there's privacy concerns. There's misinformation. You kind of hinted at that. Bias or bias. We have to worry about that. It's not biased, right?
Right.
And then all goes to the overdependence and overreliance on it. So, you know, some of the things that I use it for is I work in, you know, I don't understand HTML. I can spell it on a good day. I am not a developer in any way, not to over misrepresent myself. But what I can do is I can take that information, in plain text, and over a series of chats training the GPT, I can, you know, just have the text drop it into the input box, the conversation box, and it'll output GitHub flavored Markdown for me. Completely formatted, and I've got it now where I don't even have to ask it. You just drop the text in it, and it does that.
Wow!
So it's good for me to do things like that. I've done other things too, you know, because you guys are aware in the past, and for everybody out there, I really love career changers. Right, regardless of where my career goes, my focus, central focus, will always be the people like I was that were flipping blizzards on a drive-through and got into the IT industry. So for me, it's really good to sit there and say, hey, I want to take this information. And I want to generate it in a way that notes are very concise and easy to be read, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not asking it to create the information for me, but I am asking it to format it in the way that I want. And then I take something, for instance, you know, like with CompTIA and some of their objectives. Take this set of objectives and this set of objectives and output. It's oversimplification. It takes a little bit. It doesn't always get it right. But give me what the deltas are between these two and tell me what the context is that's changed between these two exam objectives. And it'll give me that. And, you know, for a content creator, that's really good because, you know, how you guys have been in this industry so long and, you know, it just changes so fast. So it's easy. It's good for me to kind of, not to toot like DevOps, but get on that rapid release cycle to where I can utilize it to create content and format text, doing textual analysis and comparison and output. That it's really, I use it a lot, and I really, really like it. And again, it's not without its challenges that we have to overcome too.
Yeah, now Dennis, you had a question you wanted to ask.
Yeah, I was using ChatGPT to find out how to do something that I knew Microsoft had changed the process for.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't familiar with the new process, but I did know the old one.
Yep.
And I decided to use ChatGPT to find out how to do it. And it spat out the process that I already knew that I knew was obsolete. And I typed in, well, I thought Microsoft deprecated this.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it comes back with this apology. Oh, yes, you're right. They did deprecate. And then it came up with something that was close to the correct answer.
Close.
What? Yeah, it was still a little off.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm wondering is, are there any ways to formulate a question in such a way as to prevent that kind of
mistake?
Yeah, interlocker mistake, and get the right answer the first time? Because I'm sure that the way that I posed the question was just not right.
Right.
For there's what I was trying to do.
There's a whole art to prompting, right?
And I'm just wondering if you have any ways to kind of help get that right.
Generically speaking, and I hate to sound like a politician here, but generically speaking, I kind of do. You know, I have to manipulate it as well to get, you know, certain things, and it doesn't get it right as well. But that's prompt engineering, absolutely, like Eric mentioned, and it really is an art form. You know, it's one of those things that, speaking of the change in technology, I wouldn't have thought a year and a half, 2024, so maybe 4 years ago, that somebody would say, hey, looking for an AI prompt, generation engineer or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So things that you can do, remember, it really works on what, you know, garbage in, garbage out. That's I, again, this is not me as an instructor. This is actually me sitting in the students seat,
yeah.
Because there are many brilliant minds out there that I'm just like, please let me be a fly on the wall,
mm-hmm.
And one person that I was actually taking a course from and still am taking a course from, said that there's some, you know, garbage in, garbage out, right? So if you get garbage in, you're going to get garbage out. And it seems to me like that wasn't garbage in. That's just one of those things where one of the things you can do is make sure that you give it a context or a role to perform, right? So, Dennis, your question, hey, act as a technology or a technician working as a network administrator within a data center. You
right.
need to do X, Y, Z. So now you've given it, like, what it's going to do. What role is it going to perform?
Right.
Remember exclusions, right? Don't do this, right? That's definitely something that's important. Give it a limit. Right. So you want to give it a limit and try not to. One of the things that it starts to get confused. And I say that that's a very absolute statement. And I don't mean it that way. But is that if we give it too much in the initial prompts, it will get it wrong. Remember, we're talking about a generative pre-trained transformer. Right. So it has the information that it's aware of. But you sometimes have to feed it some of the information that you need. So, for instance, the other thing you can do, especially with the newer models acting like humans almost, is that you can give it inspiration. And this is crazy, right? Give it inspiration.
So well, hold that thought. Hey, Wes, hold that thought on inspiration because we got to take a break. So can you talk about it when you get back?
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
All right. We'll talk about inspirational AI after this quick break.
This is good.
We'll be right back. All right. So we are back, and we're on with Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV. It hasn't been a while since we chatted with Wes, and we wanted to bring him on, talk a little bit about AI, and he's trying to break down as best we can what's going on with AI, and we were getting to the fact that we have to inspire it, right, Wes? Nope, I don't hear you. Why don't I hear Wes? Oh, my fault, Wes. Hang on. I didn't press the right button. Why do we have to inspire it, Wes?
Yeah, interesting. When we talked about the inspiration part, I wouldn't have seen this one coming. And again, you know, the instructor saying that, hey, you know, it can take a URL and not plagiarize it. But for instance, back to Dennis's question, you know, if you've got the documentation open for Microsoft, you know, documentation open, take this as the inspiration and give me the output. It can read those, that technical documentation. I'll give you something there, Dennis, that I used. I needed a really quick push button solution within the cloud. And I didn't want to take the time and, you know, to sit there and export all the templates. Long story short, I let it do a nested ARM deployment for me, and it spit out the JSON. And then it also, any of the administrators out there are going to laugh at this, but I don't really understand regular expressions. It also generated the regex to do what I needed to do. And that was based on the information that I fed it in back into that inspiration, if you will.
Yep.
Use it as reference and do this. So again, it's work with it. But if you can remember those things, kind of go back, give it a role to perform.
Yep.
Tell it the context of what you want it to perform, then make sure that you give it a limit. The other thing too is, like, for instance, in that output for the arm, it spitting out all the JSON, is that it stopped and it says, "Do you want me to continue?" Well, when you have those really long outputs, sometimes it can be problematic. So hopefully that answered the question, Dennis. Just make sure the prompt engineering is something that you have to practice. And like anything else, we're not going to get it right first. I'm still doing the same thing where I'm like, oh, I could probably ask that better. So just look at your prompt and see if you're giving it the appropriate context. And don't hesitate to put in and talk to it like it's a human being. And that's some of the things that it's really hard to do. I'm like, all right, Hal, let's go ahead and do this.
Yeah, it's a little bit frightening to do that.
Well, Wes Bryan, how do we, we still have that link up over at computertalkwithtab.com. We can go ahead and get more information from Wes as far as the training that's out there. You want to bring anything after the break here for the news? Do you want to come back and talk about some of the training you guys are doing?
Absolutely. Yeah, if you guys have
it, we will. We're going to hang you on. We'll be right back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We are back, and I'm going to press the right button this time. We're going to bring back Wes Bryan from ACI Learning. We were talking about a little bit of AI, but, ACI Learning does a whole lot of stuff, right, Wes? You guys are getting involved in all sorts of training. Anything new down there we should be aware of?
Yeah, we've got a lot of exciting stuff coming up. I'm, currently working on a lot of different content myself. I tend to focus on the cybersecurity specificity and more so on the information technology side of it and some of the traditional certification and skills-based training. So we've got a lot of great stuff coming up in the future, a lot of exciting new content. As with the IT Pro TV library, right, we have 7,000 hours of content. We're just adding more to it. So it's very fun and, it's engaging, and I know I really like it myself. I like being a part of it. And it's not just for individual users. That's what I always gravitate to, because I always gravitate towards career changes. But if you're a business or you're a team and you need the ability to train employees too, we do across a variety. And again, just based in the name, ACI, so audit, cybersecurity focus, and as well, information technology. And it's across the board. It's not just traditional certification exams. We certainly provide that, but it's also skills-based training that will help people get into the industry.
Now, we're really working hard on compliance here, and up here in Connecticut, we can pretty much obliterate the planet five times over with all the nuclear submarines and attack helicopters and jet fighters we have here. So we have to do a good job in securing the subs that work for these primes. So CMMC, NIST. CIS, getting a CISSP or what have you. Are you guys working on offering training on that so that folks can get beefed up in those areas?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's part of that. Again, I know it kind of crosses total protonic reversal, right? Crossing the stream, cybersecurity and IT. But we absolutely all focused on that too. And not just from a knowledge retention side, or just, knowledge information side, but also the practical application of it, you are aware of the ISO, IEC standards, which there's a bunch of them, you've mentioned list, change management, project management, all of that. And absolutely, we are focused on some of that type of content, and we should certainly see some of that hopefully within the new or this year.
Sounds good. I mean, CISA was created in 2018, and now we're in 2024, so we're going to start finally seeing some movement, I think, so folks become more compliant. We're making a huge push, and of course, we work with so many manufacturers here in Connecticut that need to have this compliance in place, so making sure there's plenty of folks out there that are trained up, no matter where you are. I don't care who in Connecticut is trained, whether it's our competitors or TAB. We want more people to secure this information so we don't have the bad guys, getting access to it. So hopefully you guys are working on that, and that's great.
Yeah, it's a culture of security, and we have to build it into everything that we're doing, and it's from the beginning of a product life cycle to the end of the product life cycle, because we're in information technology. And really, you all know this, that defense in depth mindset really wraps everything around our data. So it is important to, gone are the days where we don't think about that, or it's an afterthought or a bolt-on. It has to be built from the ground up.
Now, to that point, Wes, are you guys nervous at all? Because Microsoft has finally been hauled across the coals a little bit as far as their lack of security. And what's the guy's name? The CEO, I never can pronounce it right, Dennis. You always get it.
Microsoft. Satya Nadella.
Yes. Nadella has said, if you're a manager at Microsoft and you don't focus on security, you're going to maybe not get paid $1 trillion. So are you nervous that finally Microsoft will put all of us out of business and actually produce a secured operating system where it just turns on and works?
Nope, not one bit.
Man, neither are we. It'd be nice though, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah.
That sarcasm or innovation, I don't know what it is, but no, I'm not worried about it one bit.
No, I know. Well, Wes, it's great. It's great catching up with you. We appreciate you being on the program with us and talking a little about AI and what IT Pro TV is doing. And if you guys want more information, go ahead over to computertalkwithtab.com. We have a link up there. You can click on it and get access to the big catalog of information over there as far as becoming a geek. We need more geeks. We need more people to understand how the sausage is made. And guys like Wes present it in a very entertaining way. You can review it. And then they've got great courses that help you become certified or at least gain the knowledge so that you understand what the heck IT is all about. And we need more of you, please.
Absolutely.
So, Wes, keep up the good work.
Thank you, Wes.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys being here. I pop into the show every once in a while. You guys help a lot of people on the weekends with some projects, sometimes that can seem very, very technical, And I encourage your viewers, shameless plug, if you will, reach out to me on LinkedIn if you ever want to talk or you need help, Again, I kind of focus on helping, even if it's just a question on, hey, what do I do here? People can always reach out to me, and I love the community. And as long as I can, regardless of whether I'm getting paid for it or not, I'm going to continue to support that community.
You're the best, Wes. We appreciate that, sir.
Way to go.
All right. We'll check in. We'll stay in touch, right? Let me know if you got anything going on.
That's great. And I hope everybody in your listening audience has a wonderful weekend.
All right. Thanks, Wes.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. The great Wes Bryan joining us. It's been a little while. It's good to see him.
It's been too long.
Yeah. And, again, if you guys want to get in the field, you want to know more about the field, they have a great training program. We highly recommend it. We use it ourselves. Do I have to take a break here, Carolyn? Yep. We'll step out for a quick break. Tom, hang on in Springfield. We'll get to your call after the break. We'll be right back. Yep, and we are back. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We're going to get right to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. So we're going to go right to Tom in Springfield. First, what is happening, Tom?
How you doing, guys?
Good, sir. How are you?
Okay, good. Okay, this is making me crazy. My wife has a phone. It's a OnePlus Nord 200. And on Facebook, the bar that shows the bell and the little house and all that stuff was on top. For some reason, it's down the bottom now, and I can't move it back to the top.
You're making me crazy.
Nuts.
Don't you love helping your wife with IT issues? Isn't it like the joy of your day?
Oh, yes. And I've gone on Google, and I get people that can hardly speak English trying to tell you how to do it, and nothing works what they say. Okay, pull down. There's this little thing from top. There's nothing there.
Interesting.
You know, all these instructions they give you, and you go to a certain place, and it's not where they say it is. There's nothing there that says what they're telling you to do.
But I will give you credit. It was smart of you to actually use the Google Chat. It's a Google phone, so you went to the right people, and generally they can be pretty good. We're trying to find an answer for you. Do you get any luck there, Dennis, yet?
There is an article on Facebook's site.
All right.
It's called Personalize Your Navigation Bar on Facebook.
That sounds like the
right
one.
And it's got tabs for computer, Android, iPad, and iPhone.
You're going to have to unpersonalize it.
Okay, so how do I do that?
Well, we'll
we're going to post the link.
Yeah, we'll put the link of you there for you to read it. But
there's a few steps in here, and
Yeah, there's the three bars on the right hand side, and that brings you over to, you're going to have to go into your settings.
Yeah, it's in the settings and privacy, and then it goes to settings, then tap navigation bar, then customize the bar.
Yeah, I got to that.
Okay.
And then it brings up two things on the top.
Okay.
And those two things don't do anything. Let me just do that, and I'll tell you. All right, well, I'm going to, help and support. We want settings, right?
Yes.
Help and support. Where the heck's the settings now? Oh, settings and privacy. Okay,
right.
Settings. Okay.
And the navigation and then, bar.
All right, wait a minute. Navigation bar, yep. Okay, now on top, I've already gotten this. It says customize the bar, choose what you'd like to see, okay?
Yep.
So I do tap on that?
Yep.
Okay, right, now I got to this, okay. Now it says your shortcuts, marketplace, friends, groups, profile, available shortcuts, then hidden shortcuts, reels, dating, and all these little things on the right-hand side says pinned, friends pinned, marketplace pinned. And then it goes down. You can do, I guess, up to three, it says.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It says customize your short bar, pin up to three. Okay.
All right.
So I've got marketplace friends pinned.
Okay.
If I do profile and pin that, okay, you can do three. Okay, so I've got three. So now where do I do?
Is there a position? Because you have the issue is a location, right? It's on the bottom rather than the top.
Yeah. No, I'm going to read you down from the top to the bottom. It says, okay, it says, first place, customize your shortcut bar. Marketplace, friends, profile. Then it says available shortcuts, groups, reels, gaming, dating, events, feeds, hidden shortcuts, reels, dating. That's it. It's all it shows on this page.
Hmm. Well, hang on. Mike might have one for us. He's doing some research and trying to figure this out for us, too.
This is crazy. You'd think.
How about holding it upside down? You're holding it wrong. Apple used to use that as an answer.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's what I should try. Or maybe I should put my rotate on.
Right, so it's funny, right? We're working on so here's the thing about IT, right? We're working on customizing the navigation bar, but there's probably a whole different set of areas as far as locating the bar. Because none of this has to do with location. All of it has to do with what you want on
what
it.
Yeah.
Which, again, is the wrong question, as we just talked about with AI. You got to ask the right question. Why would it be on? So the other question for you is, well, just tell her, honey, the bar is supposed to be there.
And you know what? I did tell, let me just tell you, I did tell her that. And she said, oh, that's okay. I don't mind it's down there. But it's driving me nuts.
Okay.
How did it get down there? And I want to get it back to where it was.
Okay, so this is your own little splinter in your brain. But you did the Jedi mind trick on her. I mean, that's good. I mean, I think that's a skill we as husbands have to work on. I mean, otherwise, we will be driven crazy. So if you're able to say, honey, it's okay down there, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah, and it is. But it's just a thing with me. I just want to know, why can't I get that bar back up there?
Yeah, we're looking. And did you find anything else, Dennis?
I didn't.
Yeah, I haven't found anything myself either. So this might be one you want to post out on our forum. Are you a member of our forum over at the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network?
No.
All right. This is a Facebook question. It's perfect for you to join our Facebook forum. So go find our Computer Talk with Tab listener network and post this question in there. And you might find some great answers for you as how to relocate it. Because we can't find anything right now as to how to relocate it. We can customize it just like you. But relocating it doesn't seem to be a thing.
Yeah.
That's funky. I don't blame you for being a little annoyed by it. But she's happy. Don't you have other problems to work on? I mean, holy moly.
I guess there probably might be a few bigger problems to worry about. But I spent like an hour and a half last night before I went to bed. Now I've spent an hour already this morning, and I was listening to you guys. I said, I got to call you guys.
Yeah. We can't find an answer yet for you either, but that forum might.
Well, you know what? The only thing I could say is I hope it tortures you guys like it's torturing me.
It does. Trust me, it does.
It does bother us because it should be an option, but we're not asking the right question. So we'll find out. We'll figure it out. It could be you're holding it wrong.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. It won't take any more of your time.
That's okay, Tom. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. So, but that's the other thing about IT questions. I mean, we get those types of questions even from our customers. Some of them are that quote unquote silly. Right. It shouldn't be this way. Why is it this way? Well, we don't know why it's this way. We're trying to figure it out. And we're trying to fix these things. We'll see if we can find an answer for them. I bet you we will. Do you have an answer already?
I decided to ask ChatGPT 4.0.
What did it say?
It says on the OnePlus Nord smartphone or any other Android device, the Facebook app's navigation bar is typically designed to be at the bottom of the screen.
Oh, my
gosh. As of the latest updates, there isn't a built-in option within Facebook app settings to move the navigation bar to the top.
Oh, my goodness. So it is how it works. It is how it's designed.
But then again, maybe ChatGPT is hallucinating.
It could be, but that is the more correct answer.
That appears to be the answer because we're not finding any way to move it.
So basically, the answer to that caller's question is that that's how it works. Unbelievable.
It's a programming decision that's out of your hands, and they don't really care what you think.
You know what we should do, Dennis? We need to get a voice attached to ChatGPT and include him on, or her, or it, on the show and have it help us with questions because that's cool. All right. Well, hope that helps you, Tom. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this program. I want to thank Carolyn for producing. I want to thank Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV, ACI Learning for joining us. And Mike G for posting everything over at the Computer Talk with Tab listener forum and via X. If you follow us on X, it'll get to your newsfeed if you follow us at Tab Computer Sys. And we want to thank Dennis here for posting it all live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
We'll see you guys next Saturday.